This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the healthcare and technology channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are joined by Mr. Robert Armstrong, the co-founder and CEO of AppStim, a leading software design and development firm creating innovative mobile and web products. AppStim specializes in mobile apps, web development, IoT integration, and back-end solutions. Mr. Armstrong, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks, Eric. I'm looking forward to it.
You bet, and certainly looking forward to hearing all about AppStim as well. So for starters, what are some of the ways that you've seen healthcare companies use mobile technology to kick things off today?
Yeah, so over the last several years, I'd probably say maybe over the last 5-6 years, we've seen mobile technology in a lot of different industries really kind of expand and become very prominent. And the healthcare industry has definitely been expanding along with that as well. I think as healthcare companies, health, wellness, pharmaceutical companies adopt mobile technology and specifically mobile applications, we've seen it used in a variety of different ways as kind of we help our clients with this. And we've seen it everything from internal tools. We've worked with a couple pharmaceutical companies, Genentech and Actelion Pharmaceutical, and they're really just kind of providing internal communication tools, sales and marketing tools, even compliance material for their internal teams. And then on the consumer side, we've worked with a lot of big healthcare companies, including Cerner, Kaiser, Johnson & Johnson, to help provide mobile applications and mobile tools to communicate with patients, to provide information. I mean, the thing with mobile technology that's so helpful is that patients and consumers have mobile apps on them at all times, and now they're able to communicate with their whether it's their physicians or whether they have questions around insurance and healthcare. And they're able to really on the go at any point with mobile applications be able to get access to this stuff. They're able to email their doctor at any point. They're able to refill prescriptions. They're able to use technology within the mobile phones to get push notifications around preventative care stuff, to get flu vaccines, to map to appointments, things like this. So, mobile apps have really kind of changed the game as far as a communication tool, both internal and external. But also, I was at an Internet of Things or an IoT show last week, and you see the with smart devices and hardware devices that typically will nowadays connect with a mobile interface to be able to provide all sorts of healthcare data, whether it's consumer data, the folks that were next to us at the show, they have smart clothing to help with everything from posture to you see things with all the fitness devices and Bluetooth scales and all the fitness trackers and things like this. And then we've even worked with Akon Laboratories as far as integrating with glucosimeters and things like this. So not only the mobile technology, but providing that interface to these smart devices is been hugely important. And then I think the last piece, that mobile is kind of a new thing with the mobile technology is what we're seeing is with the telehealth and the telemedicine space. And now you don't necessarily need to go see a doctor, but now using technology through the mobile devices, you're actually able to do a telehealth visit and you can be at anywhere and see a doctor at any point to be able to especially do things, very easy things as far as that you wouldn't necessarily need to go and see a doctor that like you normally would. So, yeah, it's really kind of been a game changer.
And I would certainly say so. Now, what is the impact of wearables in today's industry?
Yeah, so as I kind of touched on a few of the wearable devices, I think the big thing is, you know, you see it on the consumer side, everything from all your fitness wearables and Bluetooth scales and blood pressure meters, and all these stuff. And now the consumer actually has the information and can actually track this stuff on their own. So they're actually using everything from fitness devices and consumer devices and even now medical grade devices to be able to track their fitness and health on their own. And now they can actually track things and say, hey, something's off here. Maybe I should go see a doctor. It also kind of encourages kind of the folks, everything from being able to have mobile apps that track your fitness, your health. You're able to also kind of like track what you're eating and your diet and everything on this. I mentioned some of the stuff we did with Kaiser around preventative care. And being able to go get routine checkups and being able to get notifications around flu vaccines. We're working with a company right now called Hubbub up in Portland, Oregon, and you're able to kind of gamify and encourage and incentivize, they do it for their corporate clients, to live active and healthy lifestyles. And they encourage this through kind of a gamification and reward system, where they encourage their the clients that they work with and their employees to join different challenges, and those challenges can vary from, you know, very rigorous things to just going for a walk or yoga exercises and things like this, and they're creating a fun system to be able to reward them through badging and leaderboard systems and even Amazon gift rewards. So now you're taking the mobile devices and you're integrating with these different wearable devices, whether they're connected via Bluetooth or via Wi-Fi. And now you're able to track and pull in all this data from these devices to be able to track the stuff on your own. And in the Hubbub example, we have everything from graphs within the app. You can track fitness and calorie and cholesterol and weight and all of these things to kind of see how you're trending. And be able to make, you know, proper adjustments to live a healthier lifestyle. The medical devices have been very popular, and you can continue to see this. We were actually at a Connected Health Conference in December. Last month we were at an Internet of Things, kind of a smart devices, wearable show, and these are becoming more and more popular, which is awesome.
Pretty awesome. Now, do you think that telemedicine will have a dramatic impact on people's access to healthcare?
Yeah, I mean, the telemedicine stuff, it's going to be hugely important, and you're seeing the adoption of this, and it's really kind of becoming extremely popular, not only for folks in rural areas that maybe would have to drive a long distance to go see a doctor. Now you're able to do this through a video chat over the phone, but it's also, we even saw with some of the work that we did with Kaiser Permanente, enabling to kind of free up doctors. There's some cases where you're doing maybe you rolled your ankle or something had happened, and you don't need to go see a doctor. This is something that you should stay at home and self-care, you know, elevate your foot, put some ice on it, and enabling easier access to patients. Also, with the upside of freeing up doctors and their schedules, it's kind of a win-win on both sides of the equation. We're working with UC Davis Department of Behavioral Health right now on a web application in the telemedicine space, and this is a research grant that we're partnering with them on. And this is now taking it's now automating this process. So we're using software and technology to make these psychiatry visits ideally more accurate. So when you are visiting with a patient that isn't English speaking and the doctor doesn't speak Spanish, in this case, we're taking these interviews with the patients and stripping out the audio files and transcribing that audio file into text and then translating it into English or Spanish, and then putting that translated language back into the video so doctors can more accurately diagnose patients and can more accurately provide medication as needed. And by automating this, not only are we freeing up the ability and the expenses around language translators, but also creating a system that would be more accurate than those translators in the future as this continues to become more mature. So telemedicine and telehealth products, specifically on mobile and web, have been extremely popular. We've definitely seen that on our side. And with the technology, I think will become a huge tool in helping patients and healthcare all around.
Today, we are speaking with Mr. Robert Armstrong, the co-founder and CEO of AppStim, a leading software design and development firm here on eHealth Radio's Healthcare and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, Mr. Armstrong, the healthcare industry has a reputation of being very proprietary and siloed. Is that changing today?
Yeah, I think with a few different things and things like the Affordable Care Act, things like meaningful use has really kind of helped this. I think there's also pressures to the large EHR vendors, the big behemoths that a lot of times kind of had this information and stored it. But they're becoming, we were at the healthcare, the big HIM show a few months ago, and we met with a lot of these big EHR vendors, and they're becoming much more open. And it's things like the new FHIR standard, and in the past they've stored all this data, all of your medical history they've kind of stored, and pulling information out or even putting information into those systems it has been difficult to do. But they have become a lot more progressive and a lot more open. There's still some work to do, candidly, but we're getting there. And when we're talking about mobile and web technology, and even in with wearable technology, you should be able to take this data. It's your data. It's your personal health data, and you should be able to store that into your medical history to have a full snapshot of your medical history report. And things like the mobile devices and the data that these wearable devices are capturing should be stored in there as a complete snapshot of your medical history report. And so with the FHIR standard and providing open platforms and APIs, we're now able to integrate mobile applications that the patients are using to be able to upload information and store it there. So again, we're not totally there yet. You know, some EHR vendors are more progressive than others, but I think overall, and with the meetings that we had when we were at the big HIM show in Orlando, is that they want to get open. They're encouraging people to build mobile applications that integrate with their software systems, and that's really the step in the right direction. So moving forward, we continue to see that and continue to have these conversations. And so it's all good. And in the end, will be great for the patient ultimately in healthcare overall.
Lastly, what are some of the issues that a startup should consider before developing a mobile healthcare app?
Yeah. So, we've worked with a lot of startups, both on the consumer side and also on the healthcare side as well. There are a few things to think about, and you know, in meeting with a lot of startups, you know, we get folks that have great ideas, and they see what the big companies are doing as far as providing a lot of bells and whistles in their mobile app and a lot of really good features. My advice to any startup that is getting into the mobile health or digital health field to provide a solution is really to kind of focus on the core functionality. I mean, it's software. We can always add features. We can always do a phase two. We can always change things. But my advice to anybody that wants to get into the digital health space is to focus on the minimal viable product. Get that core functionality, whether it's a mobile app or a web app or whatever that is, even a hardware device, to get that core functionality and get that to market. Once you get users that start using the device, or the application, you can track this stuff and you can see what's working. You can see what's not. You can see what they're doing in the app. There's a lot of analytic tools and things, and you can always expand on things. So my advice is to any entrepreneur looking to get into the mobile health space is to focus on that core functionality, get something to market quicker and cheaper, and then iterate on that. The big thing and where you kind of saw the healthcare field kind of lag behind some of the other industries in the mobile space is a lot of the compliance issues, specifically with HIPAA compliance and personal health information security concerns, and definitely a hot topic right now is security concerns around those wearable devices and how secure is that data and those devices. But there are specific regulations to keep in mind when you are collecting someone's personal health information and storing that data. And so I would recommend anybody that is going to work with a third-party software firm like an AppStem to make sure that they are well versed in this stuff. To work with a team that you know that can trust that is aware of HIPAA regulations and compliance issues. We've gone through third-party audits with some of the mobile apps that we've done around HIPAA. This is kind of where a lot of folks like AppStem because we don't offshore or outsource any of this stuff. Everything is done by our team. We don't have an offshore team in a faraway land. Everything's done by our team in San Francisco. So it's kind of that HIPAA regulation stuff and the personal health information, working with a trusted team that knows this stuff. And then my last advice to anyone would be around the user acquisition and the marketing. We design and develop a lot of iOS and Android apps, and the user acquisition is always kind of an afterthought. And so working with a firm that knows this and just kind of keeping that in mind that if you build a great healthcare mobile app or tool and whatever it does is no matter how great or cool or game-changing it is, people need to know about it. So that's just something to think about is around the PR, the marketing, and really the user acquisition to making sure that your product takes off like you're hoping it does.
Mr. Armstrong, it certainly has been quite informative, and we really appreciate your joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Where can listeners get all the details on AppStem, and how could one be in contact as well?
Yeah, so you can check out our website. It's AppStem, AppStem.com. And all of our information is there. If you ever want to reach out or shoot us a note, happy to provide any advice or guidance in this space. And I appreciate your time, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. And we certainly appreciated yours. And thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks so much.
We've been speaking with Mr. Robert Armstrong, the co-founder and CEO of AppStem, a leading software design and development firm creating innovative mobile and web products that specializes in mobile apps, web development, IoT integration, and back-end solutions. And for more details and information and contact, simply visit appstem.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the healthcare and technology channels a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.